most common irrational claims our society faces today are those offered by religion. Thomas Jefferson once said, "Religion is a matter which lies solely between man and his God. I contemplate with sovereign reverence that act of building a wall of separation between church and state." The United States Constitution makes no mention of God or Christianity. When it does mention religion, it is restrictive, such as, quote, "No religious test shall ever be required as a qualification to any office or public trust," in Article 4. The First Amendment says, "Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof." Keeping government and religion isolated allows all of us to worship or not worship as we wish. I know of at least 10 churches that are all within a 10-minute drive from my apartment, different denominations, different languages, presumably with different doctrines and different congregations. My family and I are free to attend any, all, or none of these as we see fit. Freedom of religion also means freedom from religion. They are two sides of the same coin. You cannot have one without the other. Yet all around us we see arguably subtle but definite violations of this, dare I say, sacred freedom. The addition of "In God We Trust" on our coins in 1864, our dollar bills in 1957, the insertion of "Under God" into the National Pledge of Allegiance in 1954, and our own state pledge this year are direct, if minute, infusions of religion into the public sphere. It is all too easy to dismiss this as innocuous enough. What could be more all-encompassing and inclusively vague than simply saying God and leaving it up to each individual to interpret what God means to them? The belief in a single deity is a tenet of the great Abrahamic religions of Judaism, Christianity, and Islam, which does include the majority of Americans. However, the idea does conflict with the beliefs of some religions. Buddhists don't believe in a personal deity. Hindus believe in many deities. Wiccans believe in a god and a goddess. Even if we acknowledge the imposition, it is easy to write it off as inconsequential. I cannot help but ask, how, believers, would you feel if our pledge said, "One nation over God," or our dollar bill said, "In atheism we trust"? We are all free to worship or not worship as we please in our private lives. Yet we are free to do so precisely because we live in a secular nation. All of us, those with faith as well as those without, should be opposed to any intersection of church and state, no matter how small. He that would make his own liberty secure must guard even his enemy from opposition. Or if he violates this duty, he establishes a precedent that will reach himself.
Private lives.
also means freedom from religion. The most common irrational claims our society faces today are those offered by religion. Religion.